He is under pressure because this is Real Madrid. He's been removed once by an unhappy Florentino Perez. I think he's done exceptionally.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Jordy Barrett is set to get his first taste of Inter-Pro action while Connacht's international contingent return. The head of the URC addresses talk of a merger with the English Premiership, and turmoil at the top of English rugby continues. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Leinster have made 13 personnel changes to their starting 15 for tomorrow's URC Inter-Pro with Connacht at the Aviva. Only Jordy Barrett and Jimmy O'Brien are retained, but both change positions. Barrett switches from full-back to the more familiar position of inside centre, while O'Brien swaps the left wing for full-back. 22-year-old winger Eitzel Arenzana King makes his first start for the province on the right wing and is the first appearance of the season for flanker Alex Soroka. Leinster senior coach Jacques Nienaber says rotation is a necessary evil for his squad.
It's in no way any disrespect to the opposition. It's just literally we have to do it. It's not any disrespect. And we might decide to go full strength or not rotate anybody for this game at home and then rotate them out maybe for the Munster game. And it won't be disrespect to Munster. And if we decide to go and have a rotational element to our game against Connacht, it's no disrespect to Connacht. It's just something that we have to do. It's just where we are currently with the amount of players that have participated in the international window. So we might go hybrid where we kind of try and mix and match, but it will definitely, there will be an element of looking after the welfare of the players. And from my side, I've never played against Connacht, but I've never coached against Connacht in the time that I was with Munster or the time that I've now been with Leinster. I mean, my first game with Leinster was against Connacht away. We scored in the 83rd minute. It was a grind. Then we played Connacht over here. I think last year we kind of got a little bit of a separation between us and them after minute 60. But it was a tightly contested game up to then. And there was some lucky bounces for us at the back end of that game that could have closed it and made it a very tightly contested game. And I don't think it was a walkaway. I can't remember the scores, but it wasn't a walkaway. Even the game when we played them now up there this year, it was a grind. I mean, again, the try, which you probably only see once in 6 or 8 games from the restart where Andrew took the ball straight out of the air. So we just conceded points, a brilliant try from Connacht, and then to get straight back into that, taking that kickoff and then scoring, that almost neutralized just the try that they scored before that. So it was small margins like that. So I don't take them for granted.
So that Leinster team for tomorrow's Interpro will have Jimmy O'Brien at full back, Eitzel Arenzana King on the right wing, Andrew Osborne on the left. In the centre, it's Charlie Tector and Jordy Barrett. Ross Byrne comes in at out half, where he's partnered in the three quarters by Luke McGrath. Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy and Rabah Slimani are the all-new Leinster front row. Dermot Mangan starts alongside Orji Snyman in the second row. Alex Soroka starts at blindside flanker. Scott Penny is at open side, and the team will be captained from number 8 by Jack Conan. Leinster have gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, with Lee Barron, Michael Milne and Keane Healy looking after the front row. Brian Deeney, Max Deegan and Ryan Baird look after the other forwards. Jameson Gibson-Park and Harry Byrne provide cover for the backs. International trio Mac Hansen, Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam all make their first starts since November for Connacht tomorrow night. Among the backs, only centre Cathal Ford are retained from last week's Challenge Cup win away to Perpignan. Beelam's return is among 4 changes to the pack, and Sean Jansen's return from suspension facilitates a 6-2 split on the bench. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins is looking to improve their poor record in Dublin.
It'd be very hard to convince anyone around here that one game is more important than the other. I think at the minute it feels like Leinster because it's the one on the immediate horizon. I think also because we realized we didn't give the best account of ourselves in that game at home. And also because we'll have some fresh bodies coming back, either from injury or players that didn't have to make that long trip to Perpignan. So I think guys are very excited about this week. They always are for that Leinster game. You're right about the URC context. When you're beating teams that are more around you in terms of fighting for the similar spots in the ladder, those points do carry greater weight. But for us, the excitement is about Leinster and the opportunity within that. But it's knowing how very good that we'll have to be to make the most of it.
Connacht will start with Piers O'Connor returning at full-back. On the wings then are Mac Hansen and Shane Jennings. Call forward this week is partnered by the returning Bundy Aki. Josh Ioane comes in at out-half. Ben Murphy's named at scrum-half. There's a front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Josh Murphy and Darren Murray are in the second row. And the back row is comprised of captain Cian Prendergast, Seamus Hurley-Langton and at number 8, Paul Boyle. On the bench for Connacht tomorrow will be Dylan Tierney-Martin, Jordan Duggan and Jack Ainger looking after the front row. Oisín Dowling, Sean Johnson and Conor Oliver look after the other forwards. Quaylen Blade and Santiago Cordero are the replacements for the backs. Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January. Owen will be joined by a cast of very special guests, Brian O'Driscoll and Austin Healey, the Ireland star Aoife Wafer, along with Munster legend Alan Quinlan and the dream team of Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley. We look ahead to Ireland v England and the rest of the 2025 Guinness Six Nations with some great prizes too, like tickets to the England and France games. This Rugby Roadshow is brought to you by Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish rugby team, Never Stop Competing. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more. URC CEO Martin Anai has not closed the door on a potential merger with the English Premiership. However, it may still be wishful thinking. In a wide-ranging interview with Rugby Pass, Anai revealed that the URC and the Premiership are closer than many may have suspected. That's because they share the same office in London. Anai admitted, occasionally we talk about whether there is more we can do together. At this stage, not, but whenever it comes up, for review, we never just block it off. We always give it due credence. He's described bringing the South African teams into the URC as his proudest achievement during his time in charge. Regarding that Premiership merger or the potential thereof, Anai says it would make sense to do more together in the future, but that may not necessarily mean merging the leagues. It might just mean being more commercially aligned or working on initiatives that grow the fan base. Tom Iloub has stepped down as chairman of the English RFU, saying recent events have become a distraction from the game. He's been under pressure, along with Chief Executive Bill Sweeney, over the organisation's controversial executive pay scheme. An independent review has been launched after criticism of bonuses for top executives when English rugby is struggling financially. Despite record-breaking losses of 39 plus million last year, Sweeney was paid a total of £1.1 million, which included £358,000 of a bonus. Iloub is set to be replaced by the now former World Rugby Chair, Bill Beaumont. Finally, Stuart Lancaster's future at Racing 92 appears to be more secure than has been reported. Earlier this week, former England out-half Andy Goode told the Rugby Pod that Lancaster wants out at Racing after just 18 months in charge and has thrown his hat in the ring for the Munster job. However, the Daily Mail's rugby correspondent Chris Foy says Lancaster has no interest in that Munster position and has had no contact with the province. Racing beat Harlequins but lost to Sale in the Investec Champions Cup, and they've lost 6 of their first 11 games in the top 14 this season, but it's reported today that Lancaster is staying in Paris. One man who knows all about acclimatizing to life in France is Ronan O'Gara, who told this morning's Off the Ball breakfast it takes 100% buy-in.
What jumps out at me straight away would be that my emotions, my feelings are completely towards the positive. Mm. There was an initial reluctant struggle at the start where I thought the project would never go. But be it perseverance, be it a good wife for keeping me probably engaged mentally when you're at your weakest point. And I firmly believe something I say to players is that the moment you think you've cracked sport, you get a wallop. The moment when you think it's over or you're on your knees, something breaks for you. As long as you have consistent behaviours and as long as you apply that and as long as you are true, I suppose, to your word. And that's always the challenge, I think, for anyone after that. And I'm probably on the opposite end of it now, where I've had big success, but can we kick on? And that's what I can probably talk accurately on, and that's where I can give you a good debrief on. And it's something that I don't have a solid answer for you at the minute, because I'm living that project, and maybe my debrief in 18 months' time or in 3 years' time will be very interesting. But at the minute, I'm in it, and I have absolute massive admiration and time for the French, because as I said to you on this show before, if it was like if Laurent Trevert or Laurent Labitte went to coach Munster and they presented in French, you'd lose the group. We're in France. It's their country, their behaviours, their culture, their history, their championship. Like, understand the past and what you're coming into to give yourself a chance to succeed. And that's not linked to Stuart Lancaster, because I can't comment on that. I have no idea what goes on there. I don't want to know what goes on there. It's a good club, Racing, that's on its probably it's struggling. There's no doubt about it. And Jackie Lorenzetti, you know, I mean, is everyone just sees that he's a rich businessman, but his heart and soul he's given to that club, and he's put in so much of his own money. You know, people conveniently forget that, and he's entitled to feel disappointment and demand stuff out of his coaching staff. So, you know, my experience here is that it's all about connecting with people, and it's the same. The language doesn't come into it, really. It's about connecting with people and how you do that. And once you kind of, I suppose, connect, and there's always two sides to every story, and there's be people I've, challenged here, and maybe one or two of the 40 you don't see eye to eye with, but that's normal. You've got to bring the other 38 with you. But I think once you immerse yourself with the French, I think they give an awful lot back. There's some really, really, really good people in this club.
You can hear much, much more from Ronan O'Gara on the Munster situation as well, along with Alan Quinlan on the same, by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Go to offtheball.com/join to do just that. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, in the new year. Till then, have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.